A week later, Mrs. Meyer was sitting in her parlor talking to a friend.
"Yes, it's turned quiet around here," she said. "I guess we ought to be grateful things have settled down. But I still feel bad about it. I never had much truck with Dick, but Perry and I got to know each other real well. That afternoon, after he heard the verdict and they brought him back up here, I shut myself in the kitchen to keep from having to see him. I sat by the kitchen window and watched the crowd leaving the courthouse. Mr. Cullivan, he looked up and saw me and waved. The Hickoks, all going away. Just this morning, I had a lovely letter from Mrs. Hickok. She visited with me several times while the trial was going on, and I wished I could have helped her. Only what can you say to someone in a situation like that? But after everybody had gone, and I'd started to wash some dishes, I heard him crying. I turned on the radio. Not to hear him. But I could. Crying like a child. He'd never broke down before, shown any sign of it. Well, I went to him. The door of his cell. He reached out his hand. He wanted me to hold his hand. And I did. I held his hand, and all he said was, "I'm embraced by shame." I wanted to send for Father Goubeau. I said first thing tomorrow I'd make him Spanish rice. But he just held my hand tighter. And that night, of all nights, we had to leave him alone. Wendell and I almost never go out, but we had a long-standing engagement, and Wendell didn't think we ought to break it. But I'll always be sorry we left him alone. Next day I did fix the rice. He wouldn't touch it, or hardly speak to me. He hated the whole world. But the morning the men came to take him to the penitentiary, he thanked me and gave me a picture of himself. A little Kodak made when he was 16 years old. He said it was how he wanted me to remember him, like the boy in the picture. The bad part was saying goodbye. When you knew where he was going and what would happen to him. That squirrel of his, he sure misses Perry. Keeps coming to the cell looking for him. I've tried to feed him, but he won't have anything to do with me. It was just Perry he liked.